Hey guys, this episode of the BCP was brought to you by Parker Kane Promotions. Parker Kane Promotions will be heading down to WrestleCade weekend in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, November 24th through November 26th. Parker Kane Promotions will be bringing some great talent down with them, including Emily J., Rebecca J. Scott, Missa Kate, and Zaya Brookside. For more information and tickets, be sure to go to WrestleCade.com.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, guys, welcome back to a very special episode of the BCP. You know, it's Bob Culture Podcast. Here we got the beautiful facial hair here. We got the beautiful mustache. Please welcome to the show, ahead of his appearance at Pro Wrestling Magic Take On Me this Saturday at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Tickets are still available and streaming on IWTV. Please welcome to the show a multiple-time ROH and NXT Tag Team Champion, courtesy of Parker Kane Promotion, shameless promo, our good friend, Mr. Bobby Fish. Welcome into the round of applause.
The infamous Bobby Fish, the infamous.
The infamous, yes, sir. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the round of applause. Yeah.
Of course, man.
We've been clapping for you for years, man. It's an honor to get to talk to you, man. But
I
Mr. Fish,
that, sir.
No, we appreciate you. We got to talk shop a little bit. I know not your first barbecue here. Taking on our good pal, Vinny Pacifico, this Saturday at Take On Me, shameless promo, Pro Wrestling Magic. It's going to be a good one. Vinny hits hard. He's kind of getting fueled by these energy drinks. I know you've been paying attention, man. How you feeling? This is the backstage interviewer in me. Your thoughts going into that one, sir?
I'm coming there to test Vinny's metal. I've known Vinny for a long time, and when Vinny and I first met, he was not to go too into detail about it, but he was definitely wet behind the ears, so to speak. And a lot has changed, obviously, in his career, in my career, and I feel like we're kind of coming a little bit full circle here. I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know. I don't think Vinny realizes what part of it I'm looking forward to.
Interesting. Ooh. Well, the real winners, I think it's going to be the fans. It's going to be a hard hitting match. But Mr. Fish, I also got to ask you, shameless promo, but you're also doing a seminar before the event, which is really cool. First of all, thank you for doing that. I date a wrestler. She loves attending all these seminars. It's such a unique opportunity. Just tell us about your philosophy and being a part of those seminars and, you know, sharing your wisdom with everybody.
I mean, I can't say enough. I think I get the thing I get most excited about now in pro wrestling is the seminars. It wasn't too long ago that I realized like a lot of this stuff that we have taken for granted over the years, because I'm always amongst my peers. So everybody kind of knows the same stuff. To be exposed to the younger generation coming up, and I've had that opportunity a few different times. There's a shameless plug for House of Champions. That's a school here in Orlando. Great people. Can't say enough about them. But that's one of the places that I've been around some of the next generation, and realizing that, like, okay, some of this useless knowledge elsewhere that I can apply nowhere else in the world, except maybe on like a movie set. It's not common knowledge, you know, and a lot of it has been trial and error, you know, like sharpening the blade, if you will, like
iron sharpens iron.
Well, there's been, you know, I've said it for a long time now. There's only so much expediting of the process of becoming a pro wrestler that can be. Some of it is just certain amount of reps, you know, and no rep is a wasted rep, in my opinion. even the you know, when you're on the come up and the small shows, I mean, I can remember doing shows in front of, like, where there were more people in the locker room than in the audience. And even those are still worthwhile reps, because, you know, you got no inhibitions in those, and you might, you know, be willing to take a chance that you wouldn't normally on another, you know, better independent show or whatever. And I say quote unquote better, cause that's relative. Right. But you might throw something against the wall, it might stick, and that might be something that stays with you the rest of your career. So I really feel like, no opportunity is a wasted opportunity. But as far as the seminars go, man, I love it for that reason, because I like to, I want to share this. What else am I going to do with it? You know,
that's awesome. Very, very well said, man. Even as a up and coming, like, commentator, like, it's about the reps, man. It's about seeing what sticks, man. Guys, go to the seminar. I think there's limited spots available. Please. Very reasonable pricing. Just from what you said right here, I got a lot from that, and I don't even wrestle. Nunes, I know Bobby Fish means a lot to you, man. You were a big fan of the Black and Gold brand. It was a big part of bringing you back into the professional wrestling world.
Yeah, the whole time period, I want to say that sweet spot of like 2016 into the beginning of 2020. I was telling Rob before we got on camera, I didn't even plan this. I have all of you guys, the Undisputed Era. What did that time period mean to you? I mean, there's so many moments, you know, like the first War Games in NXT since WCW, you know, winning multiple tag titles with Kyle O'Reilly, and just the whole Undisputed Era time period was so cool. Seeing you guys with all the gold. What was that like for you? Because it was so awesome to watch. I was there for a few of the events. So it was great to watch in person, man. Thank you so much for that.
Well, you're welcome, first off. And then secondly, thank you for the kind words.
Of course.
You know, definitely charmed, a charmed window into my career. And I think for my other three guys, I guess if I had to like give it one word, it'd be real, because it was... You know, there was nothing about the four of us being put in a group that wasn't real. I mean, that's why, like, I think the promos and just our interactions with one another, we rarely did more than one take. You know, once in a while we'd do two, because it was just four guys rapping, you know, shooting shit, locker room talk, bullshitting. Like, I mean, literally for those, whatever, 3 or 4 years, I didn't feel like I had a job, you know? Wow. I mean, I got paid, but it was like, I hung out with my friends, like, who, and then, you know, like, people wanted to see what we were doing. Like, you know, didn't make sense.
What are some of your favorite moments from that time period? Favorite matches?
I love the War Games. I was a big fan of late 80s, early 90s, NWA, which would eventually become WCW.
Yeah.
And the War Games, you know, you talk about guys like Dusty Rhodes and the Four Horsemen, the Road Warriors, all of this, to see that, to know that Hunter was a big fan of that too, Triple H. And for us to be, you know, basically Hunter's idea was to put us all together. Now, if you said, hey, what would you guys want to be on our way in? Like, of course we would have said, like, yeah, get, you know, put the three of us together. And, well, hell, Roddy's there. Give us Roddy too. but never in a million years did we think that that was in the cards. Like, Kyle and I thought, like, okay, they'll probably do Red Dragon. But we don't know. And then, like, honestly, when he dropped on us that it was going to be Adam, Kyle, and I together as a group, it was kind of like, okay, well, when somebody coming out of the back to be like, nah, we're just fucking with you. We're not going to do that. So for us to be that and then become synonymous with the War Games, the way that, like, when I was a kid growing up, watching the Four Horsemen, they were always the antagonist for the War Games. And that was kind of the role I feel like we played in Triple H's version. I jokingly called us Hunter's Horsemen.
I like that.
That's and a good alternative really... name besides Undisputed Era.
it could have worked. but I think just, you know, those are things that stick out for those reasons. A match in particular that stuck out, also Philadelphia was the paper. It was a pay-per-view in Philadelphia, and Kyle and I wrestled AOP.
And so
I had watched Arn and Tully wrestle everybody, right? And when I was a fan, I thought I was a fan of like Luger and Wyndham, and I thought I was a fan of the Fantastics or whomever it was. But what I realized the common thread was is it was Tully and Arn. And so then all these years later, I become a wrestler myself. And so I get to see behind the curtain a little bit, and I realize, like, holy shit, though, that's what intrigued me about every match. It wasn't the Road Warriors. It wasn't. So to have that match, we kicked off the pay-per-view, and I feel like Kyle and I got to be Arn and Tully. We were heels. Yeah. AOP was, they were like this generation's Road Warriors.
Yeah, they were unstoppable.
Right. And they were raw in a way where, like, now being in the business, I realized, like, oh yeah, of course they were with Tully and Arn. Tully and Arn were the exact guys, without getting too inside baseball, they were the exact guys to be in the ring with Hawk and Animal. And I felt like we got to play that role, and right down to the fact that Paul Ellering was ringside.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. Yeah. Paul Ellering was like the missing ingredient. It was so good, all three of them together. Like,
come on. Yeah, and Paul Ellering was the guy on the outside with the Road Warriors.
Exactly.
I couldn't have written it, better. So, yeah, those are some of the things that stick out for sure.
I love it so much, and what a great time that was. And very respectfully, I'll put it this way. I'm choosing my words carefully. That faction in my mind is one of my favorite factions of all times. How much do you like take consideration into like where that faction ranks in the places of history? And is there possibly, not where or when, but is there possibly more to that story in some form or fashion?
I don't think that, I think that as far as all four of us go, we wouldn't be opposed to it. I'm not entirely opposed to like it just being what it was. I would definitely not say no to doing something again, but the fact that people enjoyed it as much as they did, that is more than I could ask for. Like I said before, it wasn't really going to work. It was me and three of my best friends on this planet. So
it's so cool to hear.
Yeah. It's like, you obviously are going to be fond of those memories, but to know that other people are that fond of it, like you had mentioned it bringing you back in. So like, it means that much more knowing that, these four idiots were able to do something that, we just thought like, okay, well, this is us. And you guys enjoyed it enough that you remember it as fondly as you do. That's the coolest thing in the world to me.
I was keeping my fingers crossed last year because at one point you, Adam, and Kyle were in the same company. And I was like, man, all they need is Roddy, and they got him there. But Roddy wasn't there yet. I was like, oh, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, the timing was, always a little bit off. We don't know. We'll see where things go from here. You never know.
And I appreciate you sharing that. Certainly just a great time. We love it, but you're still killing it. I want to be respectful of your time. Just two more questions, if that's okay, sir.
Yes, please.
From our guy, the Annie Smark, he was saying, you're a lifelong boxer, martial artist, totally not reading this. Pro wrestling is a brutal way of life. What's the secret to sustaining such longevity and staying in fantastic shape?
I think just never stopping. Like, I, you know, for me, my wife will, you know, sometimes it's like, why? There's just, you don't need any more exercise. Stop. but I think it's just like a way of life because I was an athlete young and, I got into martial arts young. Like, it's just, I think, you know, when you're a kid, you're trying to figure out the best route for you to express yourself. And for me, expression physically was always that thing. And you know, whether it was running or jumping or lifting or, you know, I spent a good portion of my growing into from child to like manhood smashing my body and my head into other people, other things, you know, like I got into martial arts at 8. I played football all the way up through college. I played lacrosse in high school. So it was like, and we, you know, nobody shied away from hitting with your head then. So my head's definitely been through it.
You're killing it. And I got to ask you the most important question of all. We asked the hard hitting questions here. Not at all.
Yes, sir,
the
yes,
secret, sir. We talked a little bit about it off air. The secret to the mustache. And also, if I may, any advice you would have for up and comers as well. But first, the mustache.
So you got to let the ends grow. My wife is the one that finally convinced me of this. My wife could convince me of anything. Aww. Especially as my wife. But she would tell me all the time, stop trimming the ends. And I would justify it because I'm like, yeah, but babe, it's just getting, it's too much and blah, blah, blah. And when I finally let it just grow on the ends, and I only kept, you know, obviously I got to keep the hair off my top lip or else my wife won't kiss me and we can't have that. So
yes, yes.
But the ends, I just finally, I acquiesced and I let them grow, and yeah, it changed the whole game. And then you throw a little wax or something in there, give it some shape, because that once it gets to a certain length, like, it's got to be maintained. You got to like get, I use an oil that goes into it. And then there's like a wax or a balm. There's got to be, you got to condition it. You know, this hair is coarse as hell, the hair on your face. So you got to do something in there. It gets pretty ratty looking.
Love it. And that's, and just real quick, if you don't mind, you shared some earlier, any quick advice for up and comers trying to get to that next level, trying to get over?
Go to my seminar.
That's it. I love it. What a pro. What a pro. Love
yeah. It. I mean, I can't say enough about, like I had said before, the seminars are really something that like I just enjoy doing. And I take pride in, like, I don't want anyone, any attendee to leave my seminar not satisfied. I want to get, you know, it's always a little bit helpful when there's similar experience levels. So I try to get that sorted out as best I can with the, you know, putting together the seminar. But if the span is too wide, it's very hard. You know, to, if you've got to teach, you know, two or three people that they've not taken a bump yet, and then you've got 10 people that have all at least had a match, that's a difficult variation to kind of deal with and still make it feel like everybody, you know, like, yeah, this is worth doing. And that's what I don't want. I don't want anybody to walk away. I like to like price it fairly. It's not a money grab for me. I mean, sure. Am I looking to, I mean, I got bills just like anybody else, but it's not a money grab. I'm not looking to, you know, come there and just bullshit and then get out of there. Like, I don't know, 2-3 hours, whatever you have for it. Like, I want to give that. And, I just, yeah, man, there's, I still love this industry. I think there's some things from, back in the day that they're not common knowledge and they can be passed on. And I love that.
Love it. And appreciate you doing that. Appreciate you taking the time. Guys, make sure you follow Bobby Fish on socials. I think I saw you got some t-shirts you're selling on your site. Guys, yeah. Check that out. But more importantly, check out the seminar this Saturday, Pro Wrestling Magic, Take On Me. Mr. Fish, an honor just to get to reminisce with you, talk with you. Thanks for a few minutes. It'll be an honor to work with you on Saturday. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Also, don't forget, guys, the Undisputed Podcast with Bobby Fish.
Yes. You
can find it anywhere on all the platforms. We're everywhere. We're on YouTube. BobbyFishApparel.com is where you can head over to find the paraphernalia, the good school clothes. I will be doing a virtual signing with Streamly. It was going to be September 27th. I'm going to avoid confusion, we're saying it's September 27th.
That works.
Yeah. That works.
There we go. I think I plugged all the stuff. Twitter and Instagram, the Bobby Fish. Who has Bobby Fish? I don't know, but
come on,
Bobby Fish.
Somebody.
The one and only Bobby Fish. Bobby, yeah, thanks for a few minutes. Continue success moving forward. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you.
And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Bobby Fish, ladies and gentlemen. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the month of September, Bubba, Kim, and Gabby, BKG. This family consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba's been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Cudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms.